The loudest sound ever heard on Earth is said to have been an eruption of a volcano in a part of Indonesia. It was the volcano called Krakatoa, which I think is kind of a almost a funny name, but this happened in 1883. The eruption was heard by residents in Perth, Australia, some 1,900 miles away, as well as residents of the island of Rodrigues, which was 3,000 miles away. The people in Rodrigues said that it sounded like distant cannons booming, but if you can imagine sound traveling that far. Also, scientists say that the atmosphere continued to ring like a bell for some days after that, imperceptible perhaps to human ears, but nonetheless affecting the atmosphere. And this sound, literally the effect of it, traveled around the world for days. How about sonic booms? Have you heard those? Thunder right under a really explosive clap of thunder, as they call it. How about an explosion that you got too close to? Or, perhaps more realistically, how about a rock concert for a loud noise? Well, Israel of old experienced a very loud sound which struck them with absolute abject awe. We can read about that in Exodus 19, verses 16 through 19, if you would like to follow along. I'm going to Exodus 19 and breaking into the story where God has commanded the people of Israel to appear before him. In verse 16, then it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunderings and lightnings and a thick cloud on the mountain, and the sound of the trumpet was very loud, so that all the people who were in the camp trembled. It says in Hebrews, and quotes evidently Moses in Hebrews 12:21. I'll give you this as a reference. And so terrifying was the sight, or were the sights, that Moses said, I am exceedingly afraid and trembling. Jesus prophesied of a future time when a great sound will be heard on earth. Let's go to that in Matthew 24. And I'll read verses 29 through 31 for this reference. The title of my sermon at is A Great Sound. And I take it from what I find in these verses. In verse 29 of Matthew 24, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Do you think the earth, the people on the earth, whoever of us are alive at that time, will not also think it's terrifying and make us exceedingly afraid and trembling, even knowing what's coming about? Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all of the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Talks about everyone, everybody on earth seeing this remarkable occurrence at the return of Christ. Verse 31, speaking of Jesus here, and he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. And here we see maybe the kernel of importance for us if we are among the elect of God. You know, today is the Feast of Trumpets, and we read in Leviticus 23 and verse 24 about a memorial of blowing of trumpets for this day. Today, my focus is on the last trump, just as I had referenced here in Matthew 24. Let's continue on in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 51 through 52. You see, this day has really important meaning for true Christians, whether dead or whether alive, as these verses point out. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 51, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, that is the final trumpet regarding the return of Jesus Christ, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. There's more about this. It seems to be that this great sound has an important role for us, brethren. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 through 18, and read this account, also written by Paul. He begins by saying, I do not want you to be ignorant, uninformed, not knowing about this future event, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. Death is not the end of hope. Death doesn't stop the promises of God. It would be impossible for death to do that once God has promised something, and his promise is eternal life. Verse 15, for this we say to you, by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel. A lot going on here if you stack these all together and think about it just a little bit. And with the trumpet of God, not the trumpet of an angel, the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Comfort one another with these words. And indeed, we can take comfort as we pass through this life's challenges and await the return of Jesus Christ, steadfast and true and faithful to what God has promised. Now I'd like to go to Isaiah 27 and verse 13. Another reference, I just want to bring out a couple of more references to show you how this part of the plan plays out in God's plan. This is the Feast of Trumpets, one of the major holy days that God commanded his people to observe and to gain understanding and knowledge about the meaning of it, to give us hope and the assurances of his promises. Isaiah 27 and verse 13, this great trumpet being blown at the end, whether this is the last trumpet or it may have multiple callings, soundings, it seems to be, though, that this last trump will have several effects. Isaiah 27, verse 13, so it shall be in that day, the great trumpet will be blown. They will come who are about to perish in the land of Assyria, and they who are outcast in the land of Egypt, and shall worship the Lord in the holy mount at Jerusalem. So the gathering of Israel back to the land of Israel will occur with and coincidental to the return of Jesus Christ. And it will take time, but the process will be ongoing. Zechariah 9:14, another quote about this trumpet blast. Zechariah 9, verse 14, then the Lord will be seen over them in the midst of this, all the terrible events that will be occurring, you know, the thunderings, the darkness, the mayhem that will be on the earth. And his arrow will go forth like lightning. The Lord God will blow the trumpet and go with whirlwinds from the south, this sweeping up and coming into Jerusalem to stand on the Mount of Olives. And guess who is promised to be there with him? His saints. 10,000s of his saints, in fact. The grandeur, the magnificence in which Christ will come with great glory will include a great sound, as so many scriptures point out. The sound of the trumpet of God. The sound which proclaims the first resurrection, brethren, and our entry into the very kingdom of God from that time forward and forevermore.